reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
I was excited because I was falling in love with you, but now I'm paying this child support. What am I gonna do?
I'm my crazy. My Shayla. Esty, I'm paying $13,000 a month for more than you want. Oh, man. What up,
ST?
How you living, son?
Man, I'm super lit. They just opened up a Dunkin' Donuts right down the street from my house, so, you know, it's a wrap. How you feeling, EC?
Man, I'm living life, man. You know, laughing at our boy Tyrese, man, over the weekend, man. And shout out to the internet. Like, ST say, internet is undefeated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything they put out is hilarious, man. These Tyrese challenges and these Tyrese remixes, nigga, are fucking hilarious, dog.
Yeah.
I'm funny as shit, man. Like, dude, I listened to before the show started, y'all, I said, ST my favorite favorite one. And I'm talking about, I listened to that shit, I ain't gonna lie, like 50 times. That's the whole weekend, dude. The whole time just singing it, dog. Especially the part where we like, I didn't want my baby.
Yeah, that breakdown was classic.
Yeah, man. But it's crazy, man, how, you know, that made him look weak, man. It's making brothers look weak, too.
Yeah.
What's that dude named Michael B. Carson, that little African dude?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's a comedian or whatever.
He traded him. He said the dark-skinned congregation trades you for Steph Curry and Drake.
Wow.
He was like, good luck, nigga. Oh, man, that was crazy, man. But
that's insane.
Yeah, but, you know, man, like, man, that crime, that shit usually don't work for people, man, but it worked for him, man. Like, man, shout out to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, you know what I'm saying? They hooked up over $5 million to handle his court fees, lawyer fees, so he, you know, get his baby back, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, so they helping him out, man. I'm glad somebody stepped up and helped him out, man. But, man, shit, that was me. I would have gave him, like, maybe like 2. I don't think. What do you think, ST? I don't think Tyrese good for $5 million.
To pay it back?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I mean, well, now that he got, I guess, kicked off of the Hobbs spinoff, I don't think he's gonna be able to pay that back.
No, man. Then remember that little group he had with the Tank and Genuine and all them. He the reason why they.
Yeah, he said screw him and left to do movies.
And now look at him.
Yeah,
he should have kept that shit around. He should have kept doing that shit on the side, man. Because you know, Fast and the Furious, they only come out being realistic. Like
what, every three or four years.
Exactly. Every 3 to 4 years, man. So I don't care how big that check is, ain't gonna last long if you're not investing it or doing some shit on the side, man.
Yeah.
You should never get, this is a prime example of why even if you're a celebrity, you should never be comfortable. You should always be trying to find a ways to get income, man.
Yeah.
Point blank, period, dog.
I mean, well, you know, we said, we had been saying that for a while anyway. Matter of fact, I think a couple episodes ago, we said it's an eat what you kill business.
Yep.
Like, that's something you have to keep, you have to stay on your grind. Unless you hit like a good lick that you ain't got to worry about, you know, getting out there and grinding every day. Unless you hit a lick like that, then,
unless you're getting like money off of ticket sales and like,
yeah.
TV sales, I know he ain't getting shit off of that.
Like, yeah.
That is Ben Diesel.
Yeah, royalties.
Pretty much royalties. Yeah, maybe The Rock now, because that nigga's huge now, man.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he's got something, some kind of clause in his contract to where he gets some royalties.
The Rock is on like Samuel L. Jackson level the way that nigga turned out, dude.
Yeah.
So go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
But Tyrese. I don't know, man. Like you see how that nigga's living.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't feel sorry for him.
No, because you remember back in the day, he was talking about black women, how they hoes and going to Dubai and all the other stuff like we talk about, saying? But this shit hit that nigga in full force. So if you can give it, you got to be able to take it, baby.
Yeah.
You got to be able to take it, man. But he seemed like he trying to put up a good front because he hit up a couple people talking about, oh, y'all did me dirty, but, everything fine, man. I'm going to get my Shayla back. Yada, yada, yada. Knowing that shit really hurts, but, talking that shit, man, that shit come back to you, because you never know when shit gonna come back and hit you hard, man.
Yeah, it does.
You never know, dude.
I mean, you just gotta think about it, man. Like, Tyrese was never in a position to, I guess, put all his eggs in one basket anyway.
Yeah.
So it was just dumb for him to just burn all the bridges that he did. And not only that, you burn the bridge that you currently standing on. Like, The Rock, like, that nigga could have made his career different.
Yeah. So, it's crazy how you gonna be like, hey, John Singleton, like, man, John Singleton, hey, it's either me or The Rock. And they'll be looking at you like, man, don't let the door hit you in the ass, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, man, you're not nowhere near The Rock.
Yeah.
As far as being bringing in star power. Yeah. He surpassed you, man, and you just don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, The Rock made a name for himself, and now he don't really need the Fast and the Furious.
No, he don't.
Being real, man.
I mean, he didn't need it in the first place, to be honest.
No, he didn't.
I think he came in and took it over. Because once he came in and grabbed everybody's attention,
yeah,
he dipped out. So really, if you think about it, I mean, I would have been doing everything I could. Like, I know he cool with Ben Diesel and all that, but at the rate that The Rock is making movies and the rate that Ben Diesel makes a movie, it's totally different.
Yep.
And if I was that nigga Tyrese, I would have been, hey, even if it would have hurt my pride, I would have been bringing that nigga coffee every day.
Yeah, well, I would have did a public apology because they still fighting in social media. You know what I'm saying?
But an apology, though, an apology don't guarantee that you're going to get back in his good graces, though.
Yeah, but just try to like, show good favor, man, starting out because, like, man, in 2018, that nigga might not even be on that film, man. He just thinks it's like a done deal. He thinks that he has more staying power, more seniority over The Rock because he's been in more Fast and Furious when people don't give a fuck about that shit. People,
yeah.
I don't know how. Fast and Furious friends, come on, man, pull up a chair real quick, man. Let me ask y'all motherfuckers a question. What the fuck do y'all still see these movies? How the fuck did it get past 3, y'all? It's y'all fault. That is shit's up to, about to be up to like 15. And I'm like, man, what's up with this bullshit, man? Y'all just going there getting high? Like, what's so good about these movies? All right, man, y'all go and pull y'all seat back, man. I'm good now. Fuck.
Yeah.
But, man, speaking of shit talking, man, you hear about Dion, man, getting on Tony Romo?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Dog.
Yeah, then he went in. I don't think he went in as hard as he could have, but he threw a nice little, combo.
He threw some shit. That motherfucker threw some haymakers, man.
I don't think so.
That nigga,
it could have been worse, I think.
I don't remember, man. I watched Dion. He wasn't a good tackler, man. There's nothing wrong with not being a good tackler. If it was me, if I was making, like, if like you know, if God was like, hey, you're in this lifetime, you get to choose what you get to be, yada, yada, yada. You know, hypothetical, y'all. And then he's like, hey, you want to be a cornerback. Would you rather want to be a prolific cover guy or a good hard-nosed tackler? I'm like, man, I'd rather be a cover guy. And I could never be able to tackle, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said in his Hall of Fame speech. He said he didn't, you know, everybody said that he couldn't tackle. Is it because he didn't have to?
Yeah.
He had the recovery speed and ball hawking knowledge to pretty much shut down everybody. So why would you need to tackle? I mean, I know you're trying to stop the run, but I ain't trying to stop it that bad. Like,
yeah,
you know, throw the ball in the air and see who come down with it.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But yeah, Tony Romo, what pretty much happened was Tony Romo said during the game, Marcus Peters went up to try to tackle, Ezekiel Elliott. He didn't even try.
No, he didn't.
No, man. Ezekiel Elliott, like, jumped over him. He was like, man, like, Marcus Peters could, you know, it's more effort than Deion ever did, and Deion heard it.
He said he was making Deion look good as far as tackling goes.
And then, like, Deion came out and said, like, okay, nah, man, you know. Oh, yeah, the one of the sickest lines I've ever heard when Deion said, damn, he said, I don't know what the high road is. I don't know how to get.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the address.
Yeah, I don't know the address. I was like, nah, I'm going to start using that shit, talking about I don't know what the high road is, and I don't know the address of that shit. That's like what he said, because he was like, hey, man, you ain't remember, you ain't never won nothing. Yeah. Like, man, 2-4
in the playoffs.
I was like, you never been nowhere. Oh yeah. He said, he's talking about somebody gave me my gold jacket. I didn't have to buy it. You know.
Yeah. I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy.
I didn't buy, son. God damn. Like, somebody should have been a bet. Like,
You know they do have a DJ on that show, so they should have did that job.
Hey, you know, on 21st and Prime, he's gonna, you know.
Yeah, if they don't do that, that nigga should get fired.
Hell yeah, man. That nigga. But yeah, dude, I thought that shit was hilarious. I mean, and people were fighting over the weekend in the NFL, man. AJ Green choking niggas out. My God, dog, man. Oh, yeah, what's up with your boy Josh Gordon, man?
I don't know. What he do now?
Dog, so guess what? Every game he's played in, he's either been high or drunk.
Wow.
Just thinking that motherfucker was sober, he would be otherworldly, because he's already good.
Yeah.
He was already good, dude. Like, that's ridiculous that he was high or drunk every game that he played. And that motherfucker was going, like, flying by people, dude. But, shit, I guess, man, I heard, man, I guess some people say, like, smoking weed does make you more mellow and it slows shit down for you, so.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. I don't smoke. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not disparaging people that do. If you do it, go ahead and toke up and tell your friends about the Blake Hills podcast.
Well, the thing about Josh, man, I mean, you never know, man. Hopefully he's not pissing his opportunity away. If you jack off for so long, they'll find a way to take it away from you. So, man, what is his stats looking like this year? Is he...
Oh, is man, no, he's not even in the league. He just got reinstated.
Oh, my fault. I'm thinking Josh Norman. You said Josh Norman.
Yeah. I said Gordon. Gordon, he had the Browns. I want him, man, but the Browns now, in talking about we're going to go ahead and let he's going to be on a game-by-game basis. They need to release him, man. We need a wide receiver bad, dude. Like, I would take him in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
Because he know he's going to be on game. He's going to be getting – he's playing for check to check, so he's going to be balling out.
Yeah, I mean, he is a monster.
He's a monster, dude. People don't remember, man. Y'all Google Josh Gordon's highlights. He was catching shit with Hoyer, dude. He never had like an elite quarterback, dude.
Nope.
Period. They can get him the right way he needs to get it. He was always making circus catches and just blowing by people, dude.
Yeah, I think he was doing work with Johnny Manziel.
He was.
So, I mean, yeah, if he was clean, yeah, just think.
Man.
Yeah.
he would be top three easy.
Yeah.
He'd be top three easy. He's just fucking it off, dude. How do you fuck up your talent like that, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. I do not know, dude. But shit, man. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast that come on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, on your favorite podcasting services. That is iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Mac, and YouTube. And also, you can find us on your favorite social media platforms, which is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All of those are at Blake Canvas, ECST.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Without further ado, let's get the motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
Man, so you know, just like DMX says, man, same shit, different day.
Yep.
There was a shooting over the weekend on Sunday, man.
Yep.
In Texas, that killed what, 20 people?
I think like 26 or something like that.
26 people, man, in a church.
Yeah, it's just church shooting, man.
Church shooting, man.
It's getting outrageous, man.
Yeah, there's no place is safe, man. Like, the pastor's daughter died, she was 14, they said the range of ages that got killed from 72 to 5 years old.
Yeah.
Then somebody also was pregnant, 5 months pregnant, that baby did.
Yeah.
Outside the womb.
Oh yeah, he killed a couple babies, a couple kids. He also killed his wife's grandmother. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Who knows, like, this, he could have been high. Like, for all we know, man.
Yeah, like, he's been.
This is ridiculous, though, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's getting sad.
Like, you can't even go to church anymore.
That's like, what I'm saying.
You know, I'm not going to lie. At my church, like, we straight up, like, I think 10 or 20 minutes after service has started, they locked the doors.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got heavy security on deck. Like, it's a pretty big church anyway, but the simple fact that, you know, at least if somebody gonna try to come in there and do some damage, there's only one way in and one way out. So but man, I don't know, what's the fascination of killing people in churches now, though?
I don't know what the fascination of motherfuckers killing, period, man. It's just,
well, yeah,
pissing me the fuck off. But yeah, man, and it's crazy because I saw it on Twitter, man, while I was watching football, and I'm just like, this British company found out about it first before it even hit like American media.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn, how'd they get it first, man? But little small little town that's not too far from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Just senseless violence, man. Just ending people's lives for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, man, just
because he's pissed off about something that probably didn't go his way.
Yeah, he got dishonorable. He got a dishonorable discharge from the Air Force.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
The Air Force?
That's what I said.
Nigga, the Air Force?
My sister calls it the Chair Force. She in the military, she calls it the Chair Force.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get discharged out of the Air Force.
Yeah, dude. That's freaking insane, man.
God damn.
Don't tell her what it was.
Oh, my. Come on, man. Not the Air Force.
Come on, dude. Like, but hey, man, what can you say, man? You just don't know. And then people like, they were telltale signs because on his Facebook, he had like for his avatar, it was just a gun. But, you know, another white person that having a bad day. Nothing's wrong with him. He's not a terrorist. You know, he's a lone wolf. He's just having a bad day, guys. It's okay. Nothing to see here, you know. But that shooting.
Terrorism.
Yeah, man. Just that shooting that happened in,
it's not domestic terrorism.
Yeah, not domestic terrorism. Just like that what happened in New York.
Yeah.
With homeboy renting out that Home Depot pickup truck and plowing people over, shooting them. You should have seen the vitriol that was coming at him on Twitter because, you know, he was, you know, brown skin.
Yeah.
Brown skin. But yeah, man, it's just fucking insane, man, how they view it, man. Because I knew it was a white person. It was a white shooter when I saw the town in Texas. I was like, oh, that's a white shooter.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it sucks, man. It seems like this shit happens every week now.
Yeah.
And it is like, man, I'm telling y'all, man, I need to get strapped up, man, just to protect yourselves.
Yeah.
Just the protection, man.
The sad thing is, man, they said that the guy who did the shooter actually sent his mother-in-law death threats in a text.
Mm-hmm.
Like, earlier that day.
Wow, then this is just up on the Huffington Post. The Air Force never entered him into the criminal database because after he dishonorable discharge from any kind of military, you know, Navy, Air Force, or Army. He's supposed to be put into the criminal database. They didn't put him in there.
Wow.
You know, because he's white.
Yeah.
Mm, dude. Yeah. And these motherfuckers always complaining, committing suicide, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't struggle with life, and the system made for you to fucking succeed. Like, and you're just out here just boo-hooing and shit. Man, I don't understand it, man.
And that's the thing, like, he can't, I don't think he can, well, we gotta find out why he got discharged. Cause if he didn't get discharged for something that was, you know, mental, then he can't use the excuse that he's mentally ill.
Yeah. They're gonna do that. The media gonna do that just to cover up because he's white.
Yeah. And the fact that there's also, you know, PTSD, you didn't even get in there long enough to get PTSD. No. So, you know.
And what I'm hearing from my family is, been like, the Air Force, they're really to be hitting the field like that. That's mostly Army and mostly Army be hitting the field.
Army and the Marines.
The Marines and the Army Rangers. Those Rangers are real. A lot of people don't know about the Army Rangers. Those motherfuckers are real.
See, like, that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of people don't know this, but the Marines train all of them. The Marines are the baddest niggas on the planet.
Yeah, dude, period. Like, if you like try to get into a fight with a Marine, you might want to just back the fuck up, cause you don't have to kind of train him up. He's a trained killer. You might want to just go and back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I don't care what kind of training you got. Some Tai Chi, black belt, nigga, you better sit your ass down. Let me see. The Air Force failed to record the Texas church shooter's domestic violence conviction in the federal database that would have kept him from buying a gun. Son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ, man.
According to a source who wrote to NPR, an elite draft from the Air Force obtained by Huffington Post, Devin Patrick Kelly, who served in the Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, was convicted by a general court-martial on two charges of domestic assault against his wife and stepson before being released with bad conduct discharge in 2014. So he'd been out for a minute.
Yeah.
Killing 26 people and wounding 20 others. So he literally just opened the door, which is like,
Probably so.
He later found dead of a 7-footed gunshot wound.
Of course.
Man, yeah, this balls to kill yourself, man.
I don't think I would have the nerve to do that.
Yeah, man, because like, it's instant. Because once you pull that trigger, ain't no coming back. Like, man, I changed my mind. You know.
Well, sometimes it's instant. It's not always instant.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Open your mouth up and make sure you hit your brain. Don't be going from the side. You need direct contact. That bullet needs direct contact to go through your brain if you're trying to let yourself go. I ain't trying to tell people to commit suicide now. I'm not condoning it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not whatsoever, man. You need to live your life out. Life is hard, but it always gets better. Trust me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I've been down for almost this whole year, man. And I've been in ridiculous amounts of pain, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's it's gonna get better, right? but yeah, man, it's not worth it, man.
No.
Your date is already written when you're born. Just ride out your days, man, and try to enjoy them while you can, man. But just don't take yourself out of here, dude. It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
It's not, man, because you're hurting a lot of people doing that stuff, man.
Yeah, life isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
It just isn't. Especially for white folks, man. That's what I
say, yeah, man. You white, man, shit. It ain't
y'all got every advantage known to man. Yeah, like, man. Stop it.
And if you mad at the world, you just fucking lazy. Point blank, period. And that shit hitting home with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Let that shit dig the fuck in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like an open wound with salt. Let that shit dig in, man. Like, you're a fucking failure. Well, the system's built for you, man. Go out there and get it, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can land on your feet faster than some other races of people can land on their feet.
What
the fuck? You be bankrupt tomorrow and be back, bounce back harder the next year. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's not worth people out there that have a fucking future, having plans, up in church serving the Lord, you know what I'm saying, going to him with his problems, or going down to tell them, man, telling them how he's blessed them, man. Don't go up in there and take away their lives and their hopes and dreams and their futures.
Yeah.
Like that, man, you're a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Like, you expect to go, you know, and worship, you know, and then all of a sudden,
dude.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, somebody with no sense comes in and, you know, just just tears the place apart. It's like, man, there's nothing more selfish than that, man. There's absolutely nothing more selfish than that. To take away a crowd of people's lives just because, man, come on, man.
Yeah, dude. All right, hold on. What is this? I'll just look at this, man. Talking about black organizers call for boycott of Target and other major stores in St. Louis. Boycott comes for 2 months after ex-cop Jason Stokely's all not guilty. Oh, okay. Yeah. All these cops that have been killing people are getting off, and they just, like, sliding the news out there, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still cops killing people, and it's just flying under the radar.
Yeah.
Still,
dude.
No, this ain't going nowhere.
You get a motherfucker on film, that still don't matter. It don't matter, man. I'm saying, man, you gotta be calling the cops sometimes, not even worth it.
Yeah. and that's the thing, man. I was watching, of course, you know, 5150. You know, I gotta watch their foolishness, you know, every week, man, because, you know, they come with some silly stuff, but they be speaking some truth. And, you know, Corey was talking about, you know, being in a relationship with somebody. And he said, if you with somebody who is willing to call the police on you, that should be the end of it.
Yep.
Because anybody that's willing to hand you over to the system is not for you. But yeah, don't be strangling and smacking people. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know, if y'all get into an argument, you know, and your significant other or whatever, you know, they call the police, that's when you end the relationship. It don't matter who it is. If it's, you know, girlfriend, wife, husband, boyfriend, whatever. Mm-hmm. If they willing to call the police on you, then it's time to ride out.
Yep, it is, dude.
Because you can't even trust the police now.
Hold on, wow. Meek Mill and going to jail for 2 to 4 years for probation violation. Damn. Yeah.
Niggas don't learn, man.
Nobody gonna miss his music no way.
I wouldn't say that. He still got fans out here. His impact just isn't as big.
Sometimes you gotta watch who you go after, man. You can't go after niggas at the top of the game, man. Especially if you can't, especially not a battle rapper. I would never went after Drake, man.
I mean, but Drake ain't a battle rapper. It's just
he got somebody writing for him.
No, you stupid. it's just the fact that if I was Meek, I wouldn't have done that just based on the simple fact that nigga helped me with my career.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga has been there for me. Every time that nigga needed a song or whatever, he, I'm sure he did it graciously.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, Drake, he does, but he just don't work with everybody.
He don't. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, that's his fault. That's nobody but his fault. He got emotional. Niggas started tapping off at the thumbs. And, you know, things turned out how they did.
Yeah, shit went crazy real quick.
Yeah. Salute to you, Meek, though. Hopefully next time, you know, you do what you're supposed to do instead of, you know, jacking yourself up. Like messing around with that parole. You can't mess around with that, man.
Nah, because they're going to get you every time.
Hell yeah. Especially if it's like a parole officer that, you know, is not really in favor of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, be by the book, man. All right, be by the book.
Yeah, your celebrity not big enough, man, to be doing that shit. Like, out here being reckless. It ain't big enough, homie. It's not, dude. Where we at? I know some bullshit going down. Cause you know, every time we go up on CNN, there's always somebody talking about opioid overdose. That shit happen. That shit happen like every damn week.
Yeah, I think I saw something where I think they were targeting the numbers between the opioid deaths and cocaine deaths.
Yeah,
and I think opioids are starting to creep up.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, man, I was watching a video. It was like a little ABC little video talking about, we didn't talk about this yet, have we?
What?
It's an HBO video of like heroin addicts and like just following them on the streets of Boston.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think we talked about, maybe we talked about that last week, but yeah, man, it's just crazy how they like go up to them and like, is there any way I can help you? You know what I'm saying? Because you know why. Like, is it just, what can we do to help you? Oh yeah, and then in one county in Boston, if you bring in drugs to the police office, they will literally take the drugs from you and get you help and get you rehab. If you're seeking help, wow, just bring your syringe or bring your drugs. They won't file charges on you.
Wow. Yeah, I don't.
It's fucking bullshit.
I mean, it might not be.
No. I'm talking about they saving whites, but not don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah, I was about to say because Boston is. I mean, there's niggas there too, but it's mad niggas in Boston. But no, but Boston is, you know, predominantly white.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, I can see them doing that.
Yeah, it's like, man, come on in, we'll take care of you, man. Just man, because it's killing the numbers, man. You know, the white numbers are already really low. And then it's opioid addiction is just hitting them hard, because what got homeboy into heroin was prescription drugs, prescription pills. That's what got him into it.
I mean, but you gotta look at this though. Like, we live in an era now where everybody's a user.
Some form of fashion.
Yeah, like, listen, like, look at our music now. Like, I remember the days when, you know, it was cool to push, but now, like, it's cool to be a user. Like, everybody has a reality that they want to escape. And I'm just like, how did this become the norm? Like, it used to be embarrassing to be known as a junkie. I don't know, man. Like, how did the tide turn so quick?
No, dude.
It's just, everybody wants to escape some kind of reality. They want to get some kind of feeling, I guess, out of body experience.
Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck wrong with that dude, because I was given opioids by a doctor. He's like, this is the good stuff. And I took some. Like, literally, I took some. My stomach was hurting. Like, my stomach was on tilt. Yeah. ST. And I was like, I'm about to throw up, but my whole stomach was just queasy. Yeah. And, like, right before my stomach got queasy, it just made my head numb. It numbed my head. And that was it. It didn't make me feel good. I was like, oh, my head feel kind of numb. I'm kind of worried about that.
Yeah.
And then my stomach got real queasy, and like just walking around felt real weird. I'm like, man, I got to go lay down, man. And then I was like, I was like, man, how people get addicted to this shit? This shit feels awful. I guess my body just not used to that kind of shit, man. I guess combined with alcohol makes it better. I don't fucking know, man. Because like all over the label, like you can barely like see the name of the shit because there's so many warning labels on a little pill bottle, man. It's like, don't take with alcohol. Please don't take with alcohol. I was like, my god, dog. I'm like, oh, shit. But I don't see it, man. My body's not predisposed to certain things. Like, some things I just don't like. I remember, when we like first started hanging out. It's like, man, you know, man, EC, man, yeah, your taste buds fucked up. I remember y'all used to always get up and talking about like the food that you like is fucking disgusting. I'm like, yeah, man, just a different kind of cat. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I eat my hamburgers without cheese on, you know? They do it, man. Cheese fucks shit up, man.
Man, I had two Steak and Shake doubles today with cheese. I tore them things up, nigga.
Oh, hey, do y'all have is there a Shake Shack up there?
No.
Oh, man, when you come down, dog, I'm going to take you to Shake Shack, nigga. I'm about to take you to the Shake Shack. And, you know, when I come down, I got to go to Culver's, nigga. Nigga, I fucking love Culver's, nigga.
Culver's?
Nigga, yeah, man. So when I was going up there, you know, to get my tag, you know what I mean? I want my sister went with me because, you know, I was, you know, in pain or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? We hit that shit up on the way and on the way back, dude. Yep.
Culver's is not a joke.
Culver's is fucking sick. Culver's is up there with Steak and Shake In and Out for me, man. For real. Yeah. That butter burger?
Yeah.
That butter burger is ridiculous, man. Like dirt. But, man, ain't shit else in the news, man.
Besides, a couple of Miami Dolphins players, they knelt during the anthem.
18 players across the NFL knelt. Thursday and Sunday, my bad, have kneeled, and they, you know, they're keeping a tab on them.
Yeah.
So they will not get signed back, because I'm telling you, man, this shit is hitting the NFL hard as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Like, nobody talking about the game. The games have been subpar. All the superstars that are in the league are injured. Yep. Like, this is a down year for the NFL, man. This is a real down year for NFL, dude.
And they, you know, of course, they were talking about expanding the season to 18 games. Like, what more do they need to see in order for that not to happen?
Yeah, man, that shit has definitely gotten tabled, man. That ain't happening.
Yeah, it's. NFL may not be king after a while.
I take you 5 more years and they still go down this turn, then yeah, it's about to be NBA, but they could all solve this shit. They just would have signed Kaepernick. Somebody would have just fell on the bullet and handled the PR problem. They wouldn't be going through this shit right now.
Yeah.
Players wouldn't have been kneeling. It would have been none of this shit.
Yeah. And the team that, you know, had the best chance of doing it and not receiving so much kickback probably would have been the Seahawks. Because you got an owner who ain't about that bullshit, you know, especially in the Northwest. Oh yeah, like Portland, Seattle, like, man, everybody out there so chill. Like, man, shout out to Portland and Seattle, man. But I don't know, man. I'm expecting to see something come out of this collusion case.
Yeah, because they subpoenaed all the owners their email and their cell phone records, man. And I'm telling you, this could fuck the NFL up. If any of them owners come out, you know, saying some disparaging words like nigga this or anything that has to be racial, like, this could tank the NFL.
It could blow it wide open.
Dude, so you know they're scrambling right now, man. They are scrambling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then I wouldn't be surprised if they do see, like, you know, some racial things in there. And then, you know, some of those sponsors that, you know, that rely heavy on the NFL for most of their bottom line, man, I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed with them.
Yeah, you got to ride it out, man. I know I would. I'd be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? We stood with you in your bad times. About time you give us a little break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would stick around. People are always going to watch football. It may not be the Goliath that has been for the last couple years, but it's always going to be around.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, it just probably won't be a titan like it is right now.
Yeah. Unless it just, you know, dries up like so much, you know, it's just noticeable.
Yeah. But. I can't get over this. Deion got this, grew his hair back. This shit don't even look right, man. Every time I see that nigga, I'm just like, man, just cut that shit back off, dude. I ain't hating.
Man, let that nigga live.
it's like he don't want to get old.
I mean, hey. Maybe he's having a midlife crisis right now.
He is, man. I guarantee you, his wife would just sit up talking about, he looked sexy. And then he looked all over the dude, probably had like a fade or whatever. He's like, man, fuck this, man. I'm going to get my fade back. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to get this shit back, man. You know how, like, women be dropping little subtle hints and all that?
Yeah.
That's probably just fucking with his ego, man. So.
Probably so.
Whatever, man. But this shit just don't look right, man. I'm just a bald Deion.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's because you're not used to seeing him.
Yeah, I used to see a Deion like that. It's like, man, it's like, just gripping hold on to the past. Because it was funny because Rich Eisen was like, man, Deion, you need to hook me up. Whatever you do, hook me up.
Because Rich Eisen ain't had hair since 83.
Yeah, man. if I could grow my hair back, I wouldn't. I like being bald headed. I'm not even lying.
You do?
I like my bald head, man. Shit.
Okay.
I gotta save a whole bunch of money. Cause I'm gonna keep it real, man. It was funny. Cause I remember we talked about this on a past episode. Like when I went to my barber for the last time, and I was like, man, go ahead and cut it on off, man. Cause I ain't gonna hold on to it looking like a damn fool. And then the guy next to me had the Batman sitting on hairline. He looked at me like, man. He was getting that shit edged up. This shit was so funny. He looked at me like, man, fuck you, nigga. And I was like, I ain't gonna hold on to any shit I got. You know, I ain't gonna hold on to shit. Cut this shit off, man. You know, I look good with or without hair. And the guys look at me like, man, fuck you, nigga. I'm keeping my shit. But that shit was funny as hell, ST, though.
This walk around cool. with the panoramic roof.
Yeah, with the panoramic screens. the nigga was looking like, man, I just shit on his mama, dog. Some dudes just can't let it go, man. And you look like a fucking fool.
Yeah, and that's one thing about, you know, for me, if it ever, like, takes a turn for the worse, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and just let that junk ride.
Yeah, man. It ain't shit, man. I don't understand it, man. I look good with a bald head, dude. And it's not even trying to, you know what I'm saying, put on airs, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, after I, like, because I sit up in front of the mirror and I shave my head with electric razor. And, like, after I look at myself every time, I'm like, damn, I look good, man. Every time I cut that shit, I'm like, god damn, I look good. It's hard to maintain that hair, man. You gotta cut that shit. To make it look fresh, you gotta cut your hair, like,
every 3 days or so.
Every 3 days, you gotta cut that shit, man, or it's gonna start looking bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause my shit balls in the front. Like, all my front fucked up, and my back is all there.
Yeah.
Like, man, shit, man.
Like most men.
Most men, yeah, man. I'm just like, cut that shit off, man. But let's go ahead and get to the topic, man, cause it is juicy.
Alright, let's get it!
Alright, man. So, speaking of hairlines, over the weekend, our boy, LeBron, the King James, kind of got caught out there. If y'all, you know, stick to, like, you know, the little black trash gossip site, because, you know, there ain't no real legit sites out there. It's all just gossip bullshit. Yeah. So you've seen it. So it was this quote-unquote Instagram model trying to out LeBron for hitting her up in her DMs, but she tried to be slick with it. It'd be like, oh, ha, 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 people hit me up all the time in the DMs, like LeBron James, ha, ha, ha. I just think it's funny. I was like, bitch, you put him on Front Street, so nobody want to fuck with you now. Yeah. And then the question came to me was,
there'd be some dumbass that will still.
Yeah, like, man, she won't do that shit to me. You know what I mean? She will, but the question came to me is, man, can a man of means, if they're in serious relationships, can they just do whatever the fuck they want? XT, what's your answer?
I'll say yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
If you got, you know, money to play with, then yeah, you can definitely be in a serious relationship, i.e. be married, and jack it off. Like, you can literally do that and probably not reap any
repercussions.
Yeah, possibly not reap any repercussions for that. Also, you can be a regular dude and get away with, you know, a lot of stuff. It just depends on the situation.
Get away with, as far as, like, her not finding out, or you being up front with her and you still out there in the streets?
Well, probably not being up front. if you just some regular Joe and you out there fucking off, but, you know, and she knows about it, but you never just be like, yo, I'm gonna be where I'm at. You know, yeah, you probably won't get away with that for too long.
No.
But as I said, it might depend on your situation. I don't know, you could be laying a pipe well.
Yeah. And one of the things has to be going well. You gotta be laying that dick.
Yeah.
Or you gotta have that bread. Like,
yeah.
Can't be, you gotta either have the bread or you gotta have the D. And a combination of the two will make it, you know, make your rope even longer, what the fuck you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So if you land the pipe and you got the money, you know what I'm saying? She like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just lucky to be around you. I'm like, that's right, bitch. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But
but now you're telling the truth, though.
Man. I for real, because I seriously think Savannah knows. If that nigga out there cheating, I think she knows. And she's like, she looked in the mirror and be like, hey, man, this is how I look. I can't compete with these bitches. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this shit for kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's who he is.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do it. Just like it was like turn around. Let's just say hypothetically, you know what I'm saying? I get with, let's say, who got money? Who a bitch who got a lot of money? Let's say Jennifer Lopez. She ain't got that much money, but she got some money. Let's say she get with me. A quote unquote average Joe Smo to everybody and be like, you know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, hey man, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and throw this shit at you, you know what I'm saying? And slurp you up every night and swallow, but you know, I'm gonna be out there doing it to other people too. I'm like, I don't know, J Lo. She's like, okay, I'll break you off a couple stacks. I've been in that bitch like, waiting for tonight. You will be here in my arms for tonight. Oh man, I'd be able to pop like whoa, whoa, whoa. Like for real? I get to utilize that mouth sometime? Yeah, bitch, yeah.
And I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure she's had relationships like that.
Yeah, you know, of course.
In which, you know, a guy will, you know, put up with, you know, his manhood being disrespected because, you know, he's with a high profile woman
yeah.
who has, you know, the money to do whatever she want with. You know, I'm sure it goes both ways.
Yeah, you can break me off, man. Shit, I don't care. You can live like just none of your chest, and then you wipe that shit out. Be like, okay, I'm gone. I'm about to go get broken off again. I'm like, all right, have fun, sweetie. Now you hear me like turn on Seinfeld. The doom, the doom, doom, doom.
It's just more I guess of a normal thing for this to happen to women.
Yeah,
because you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, men do run the world. So when you do have, you know, a man in this position and you are who you are, you're just, you know, some average girl who, you know, happened to catch his eye maybe when he was young before he had anything, or he just, you know, just happened to choose you while he was who he was.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say, but, you know, unless you are a woman with self-respect, you have to, you know, as The Rock would say, know your role and shut your mouth.
ST, that was classic. That was so well done, dog. Jesus Christ. You do, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest. Matter of fact, I was watching a show with my wife just Sunday. It's called Married to Medicine. And
what was that come on?
It's on VH1. Okay. I think. VH1 or Bravo, one of them. And they were talking, and you know, another lady in the group is, you know, married to a well-off man. They're all well-off women who are pretty much married to well-off men.
Yeah.
And there's one lady in the group who is going through a tough time right now. I think she's going through a divorce because, you know, her husband cheated and whatnot. And I guess they were trying to make this lady feel better, so they threw her some like this kind of party, I guess, you know, I guess to help her, you know, have a good time, take her mind off of things at home and things. So they were having a conversation, and one lady is like, you know, I can't just, you know, say, ooh, I'm gonna get a divorce. I got kids in this. I can't just get up and leave and say, you know, give me this and that, because it don't work like that. And that's why when you came up with this topic, I was like, oh, that's a perfect way for me to tie that into. Because there are very many women who are in that position. They cannot, you know, they can't leave, or they can't get a divorce, because they know that as soon as they do that, the life that they used to live or that they live currently is over.
Yeah.
So no matter how much of a woman, no matter how much self-respect you think you have, if you can't really see yourself leaving a situation because, you know, you don't want to go back to that old lifestyle, then you know straight out that you really ain't about that life.
Yeah, man. So what did your wife think about the situation? Was she like speaking on it as y'all were watching it? She was just kind of just watching it. What was her thoughts on that?
I mean, well, you know, of course, I pretty much, you know, I said my spiel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, a woman in that position is not gonna leave regardless of what happens. She's like, well, you know, of course not me. I was like, well, yeah, that's you. That's like, you're one in every, what, 25 million.
That's why I married you, baby. You know what I mean?
You know, I even put this spin on it. I said, okay, even if, you know, a nigga, you know, don't have money like that, if he's hitting on his woman and she decides not to leave, that's her fault.
Man.
She don't have enough self-respect to get up and get out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they're just women out there like that. And that's the reality that we have to look at. Yeah. So, you know.
Ladies, I got a question for y'all, man. I'm keeping this shit 100. Man, I know y'all all talking about, I can't do it, I can't do this and that, man. Peep this scenario, man. You wake up every morning, you have a butler pretty much take care of everything, take care of you, the kids, take care of the food, take care of all the household goods. All you gotta do is like pretty much go out and go shopping, do whatever you want to do. You ain't gotta worry about no more money. You ain't gotta worry about your pussy being dry, because, you know, so he waxing that shit. So he's taking care of you. He taking care of you physically and emotionally, because he's there for you. But he's just out there in the streets. Or you can have a guy that, you know, can plow your goods. You know, most broke dudes can't plow. Can plow you out of this world. But you're waking up, kids yelling, your hair fucked up, you gotta figure out how you're gonna put a meal together. Yeah. It's like it's your fifth time feeding them Little Caesars, and they get tired of this shit. They cussing your ass out, you know what I'm saying? And he come home talking about, baby, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just got just lost my job, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we could do. You know what I'm saying? Or you gonna just, you know, let the other man creep out? And I'm not saying you should accept either one of these situations, but I guarantee you, 10 times out of 10, you're gonna accept waking up with them heated floors. You know what I'm saying? And the smell of another perfume on your man's crotch area. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't yours.
I mean, there are some women who are admirable enough to want to go through the latter situation, but rather struggle and, you know, be with that man who they know won't ever, you know, step out on them. And you know, and that's great.
Okay, In your opinion, ST, are they stupid or do they have a lot of self pride? Which one do you think it is?
Well, I wouldn't call it self pride. I mean, because there's pride in being, you know, a person who gets it out the mud. To me personally, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want a woman who is okay with me being with everybody on the block, because that means that she gives herself the right to do that same thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that. I would rather have a woman who's gonna be down with me no matter what.
Oh yeah, ladies, hold on, ladies. Let me go ahead and change stipulations. And y'all cannot run out on the other dude. The only way you can get D is from him. That's right. You can't kill nobody else now. It gotta be from your main man. You can't sneak out on the side and do what he do. You gotta just get it from one source.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, can you accept that? Mm. Yeah. I do. Get alive. I'm just playing.
Yeah. But no, man. I'm sure it's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah, dude.
Because, like, especially if you're a woman who, you know, comes from nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, everybody that you know is nothing. You know, your friends are nothing. Like, your parents were nothing. Like, you know, people call you on the phone. It's nothing. Like, once you get out of that, I'm sure it would be hard to go back.
Man.
I'm sure it would be devastating as well to see, you know, somebody that says that they love you out roaming the streets mm-hmm. when they're supposed to be, you know, at the crib with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's devastating. But I'm sure as easy as it is to live that life, like, I bet it's even harder. Like, I bet it's hard to face the fact that your man is out with other women. But I bet it's easier to live that life than to live your past one.
Yeah, man. If it was on the other foot, man, I was a no good nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I found a woman that's gonna take care of me.
Yeah.
And I ain't got to go back to being a bum or whatever, or having to work, you know, work a hard 9-to-5. And she be out there with other dudes. And she not, like, disrespecting me in front of him, like, bring the other dude
yeah.
to the house. And
yeah.
they just, I'm in the one room just chilling. They just fucking the other room. And then, like, her head hitting the wall. Like, douche. And he's like, oh, this is so much better than my husband. Douche, shit like that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I could do it. But some people still be sitting there like, I'm still getting paid, though. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That thing way better than my husband. He be saying, like, man, I'm still getting paid, no hoe. Still getting paid. You know? Like, man, I don't know. How could I do that?
Yeah.
I can have a woman take care of me, but just a hypothetical, just for the question.
Yeah.
I ain't got to be broke. I'm taking care of him. Still getting that sloppy toppy. I'll probably do it. Mm. I probably would do it, dude. For a little while. Mm. I don't know if it could be like forever. It'd be like a 10-year stipulation on it.
Yeah. I think I could if I didn't have to be married to the person. If I didn't have to be married to her and she just wanted to get out there and do her thing, I'd probably be cool with that.
Yeah, I won't be smashing her that much either after a while. Maybe get a dome. I'm gonna smash that hoe.
That's
tough, dude.
Yeah.
See, ladies, we go, we do, you know, we do both ways. We put it back on men too, you know. So we ain't just bashing women. Yeah, dude. Oprah was just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gay, you know? I'm like, I'd be like, oh my God, this is news to me. Kind of like kick my ass out when I say that, but. Now, she's like, you know how I am, you know what I'm saying? I like getting my shit chopped on by women because their lips are softer, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so you can get this bread. Yeah. I'd be like, man, shit, I make sure, like, while she eating you out, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like pouring water over it so it can, you know, give it an effect or whatever. But I'd be the side guy, like, yeah, get it, yeah, yeah. I won't give a damn.
Somebody step in and smack it a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, man, shit, help her out. I won't give a damn. Think about my bank account the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah! Like, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. Just thinking about them zeros. That bank account. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah. But yeah, man, I wonder about, you know, all the women who are, you know, married to, you know, high powered athletes and, you know, just high powered men, period.
Yeah.
You know, just, and they go through that. They live that every day. Like, they gotta, you know, if they're walking around the house and they see, you know, another woman's piece of jewelry or something, like, they just gotta, you know, I guess, grimace real quick and then just get over it and continue, you know, doing laundry or whatever it is that they do around the house.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, act as if nothing's going on. Like, I feel for women like that.
This is happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Or, you know what I'm saying? You see pubic hair everywhere. Like, man, but, I mean, what could I do? Like, man, I just... Now, I don't know if I can do this much longer. Like, pubic hair on the family photos.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
That sucks, man.
That sucks, but you want to live your life, or you want to live your life? You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Like, shit. Times are hard out here, dude. I don't know. Yeah. Man, times are hard, dude. I would go ahead and just take that easy road. I would just take the easy road for a little while, and you know, every time he leave the house, ladies just be looking at him like, man, that money got me. Just like Shaq's wife did. Shaq's wife just put up with that shit.
Yes, she did.
She put up with shit for a long time. Hell yeah. Then she like put the money to the side that he didn't know about, and he started some businesses. Put the money in that. That bitch had a plan. That's why I respect the fuck out of her ass.
Oh yeah, you have to
plan, dude. That's what I'm talking about. I hate your shit.
I hate that she, you know, is uplifting the other ratchet ass bitches, but you know.
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses me off.
Other than that, she doing her thing, man.
Yeah, she doing her thing, man. You gotta respect the fuck out of that, dude.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, man, she's
become her own CEO.
Yep. Taking that dude money, he out there plowing. He's like, you wanna go out there and plow? Go ahead, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? You got some new techniques you wanna try on? Go ahead. And the whole time you just like, 1, 2, 3, 1 million, 2 million. Just count that money, dog.
Yeah.
That's what the smart ones do.
Yeah.
Take the emotion out of it after a while. Because
and she's turning that into an empire.
Yep.
More than, you know, most normal people realize.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, respect the fuck out of that, man.
Yeah, you do. Because, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm pretty sure there was no wrongdoing by her.
Nah. She just cheated. He cheated on her. Yeah, because I remember watching that jump on, I forgot what show that was, but. I forgot what it was, but he cheated on her hard, and she just she stood there and took it, and she was just she was devastated, man. She was crying and all that, but she like, he's like, I picked myself up, and you know,
yeah,
I hate getting bread. I'm like, there you go, sweetie.
Yeah. I heard I think she was on one of these shows, and she said she like she grabbed a knife, and I think she carved up one of his cars, and I think she wrote, I cheat on my wife. Like, I think she went to the arena and did that jump.
Damn.
So that nigga had to drive home in a car that had, you know, big sentences, I cheat on my wife on it. You know?
I would have, if I was cold blooded, I would have got up in that shit and been like, I would have like looked at it and shook my head like, yeah, I do that, and just hop in the car. He'd be playing that, call me baby. That playing some like stupid shit. They ain't got nothing to do with what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
Ladies out here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing this shit already anyway. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all bread. Get this money. Come on, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Get this money, man. Get that money, man. I see why females do it, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Especially if you ain't got no skills. And dudes, too, if you can find your little sugar mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, she got some. She got pay. She holding some paper, man. Shit. Now you gotta do Lakewood. That's what you want to do anyway.
Yeah.
Man, get that shit, man. You know. Man. Hope y'all getting something out of the game.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like you know, you think about it though. But there's a certain limitation that you gotta put on that for like the niggas that, you know, both men and women that don't really want to do anything in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, not these lazy motherfuckers. We talking about like some people who actually, you know, are there and are down and actually work with you. Not just somebody that's just standing around looking pretty or looking cute. Yeah. You know, just for the ride. We talking about people that actually put in work. If they, you know, if they get up every day raising your stinking ass kids, man, you know, they putting in work, making sure that you got clean drawers and all this other stuff. Then yeah, you pay those people.
Yeah.
But you know, somebody that, you know, you just met, you know, 30 days ago, and you know, you letting them live off of you, or you know. Or vice versa, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just chill out with that shit, man.
Chill out with that shit, man. Yeah, man, fuck that shit. And you got anything else, ST?
What happened to the $20 bill with, what you call on it?
Come on now, Trump and office.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That shit got shut down.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about that. I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, what happened to that? Because they was talking about that junk for, you know, for like all of 2 weeks, I think.
But I think it wasn't going to be initiated to like 2020 or something like that anyway.
Oh, shit. He really probably put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, yeah. He going to be like, man, I'll deal with that later. Like, that's the last thing I'm going to do before I get out of here. That shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But 45's tax, you know, his tax overall, man. Mm-hmm. That junk is gonna get crazy for middle class people.
Oh yeah, man, yeah, dude. It's about to fuck up some black people hard, dude. That's the whole point. Yeah.
Like, man. Come on, man. Really?
It's coming, man. He went in there. He knew what he was doing when he going in there. He going to help his friends out.
Yeah.
Spare black people along the way.
Jesus.
And immigrants, man. He doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, his whole plan is going off on a hitch, dude.
Mm. Jeez.
Fucking sick, man. Y'all need to get y'all eggs in order, man. Cause this shit about to get real in the field, man. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I get real in the field. Shit. It ain't no joke, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no joke. Go ahead and send us home, ST.
Alright, y'all. Like usual, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Another week. Another, you know, weekly wisdom. Hitting y'all up with that heat, you know, like we always do. Man, we thank you for, you know, allowing us into your earbuds, into your homes, into your cars, into your jobs. Man, we appreciate y'all so much. You know, as always, be on the lookout for some, you know, things that we got coming down the pipeline. All you, check us out on all our social media, as mentioned before, Stitcher, Audio Mac, YouTube, iTunes, what else we got? Twitter, Facebook.
All that shit.
Yeah, all of it. Like and subscribe. We got to get them subs, y'all.
Get those subs up, man. Come on, man. Help us out. Yeah. You've been with your boys for a minute now, man. It's been, you know, has it been a year? I think it's been a year.
No, I think it's a year. What? Yeah, in March, right?
Next year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think. It's supposed to be March next year, I think.
Okay, yeah. Next year. Come on, man. Let's go ahead and get this shit popping. We're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let your friends know. Get your last from us, dog.
Yeah.
Help us out. We ain't begging now, but you know what I'm saying? We let y'all know what y'all should be doing.
Even though we could beg.
Yeah, I know. We ain't gonna get there yet. Getting close. Not a plan. I just want my baby. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But, yeah. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
Be light, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Y'all be easy.
Yeah, man. Episode number 66?
Oh, shit.
Man, we're going to holler at y'all next week.
We love y'all, man. Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Heavens Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.